Lav batashtumenu. Still, there's no proof from that pasuk over there, because there's no money involved. If you only hit your friend, a hakol less than a shavapruta, there's no money involved. So how can you learn out from there, just like you're potter for money over here, you're always potter. The reason why you're potter over here, because there's no money involved. But maybe if there would be money involved, maybe you would have to pay. So you can't bring a proof from this pasuk that's talking about hakor, where you hit your friend, and the reason why you're getting malchus and not money is because you didn't ruin him at all. So then what's the proof? You're potter for mammon? Maybe when you give him hakor, sheyesh b'sheva pruta, that you do have to pay the money, maybe it's always that way by malchus you have to pay money. So Mor says, lo tzricha, the pasuk is talking about like this. Lo tzricha de bahade de machia. At the same time when you're hitting your friend, you're angry at him, you're doing a machmas kas, you're over a lav lo yosef, you're hitting him. True, you didn't hit him that hard, you didn't ruin him, you didn't do any damage to him, but still, korah shirayim delay. You ripped his shirt, the same time when you slapped him in the face, you ripped his shirt. Now by slapping him in the face, you're over a lav of lo yosef. For that you're going to get malchus. For ripping your shirt, you should have to pay it back. You should have to pay back how much the shirt is worth. We say, now come live the rabbi, they know. Since at the same time, when you ripped his shirt, you're supposed to get malchus for hitting him. The locker is you get malchus and you put it for paying money. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That there is a case that because of this lav, you're going to get malchus and not pay money. So mel is a lech laktabo. Just like when you hit an animal, you're always chayiv. The same way when you're doing an avera that has malchus in it, since sometimes you're potter from paying money when there's malchus mamish, which like a shows, because of that, you're always potter. Malchus also has this chiddush of misa that you're always potter, you don't have to pay the money. So therefore, Resh Lakish says the only pshat for now Mishnah that says if you live with your sister, that you have to pay a knas, again, is only according to Rav Meir, that old cycle like your Mishalim. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, since it's an Aveira that has malchus to it, you would never have to pay money. Oh, Malay Rav Chila Rava, so Rav Chila said back to Rava. Well, the Torah of the Vechiska, according to the Torah of the Vechiska, the Yoma that says, Maka Odom Maka Behema, the original Hekish. So, Mimai Debachok said, the original Hekish was, just like when a man hits another animal, he's always chayish to pay, because he's a mazik. The same when we hit an Odom and kill a man, you should know you're always potter, you never have to pay. But the more Mimai Debachok said, who says you're hitting the animal on the weekday? And maybe there's no difference. You always have to pay. Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv. Maybe it's talking about on Shabbos, when you hit the animal on Shabbos. To the behem magufe equal aflugay. Then if you kill an animal on Shabbos, also it depends. If you kill an animal on Shabbos, you're potter from paying the money. You know why? Because you're chayiv misa. If you kill an animal, it's one of the lama tes malachis, you're chayiv misa. So says the pasuk of Makir Behema, where a man hits an animal, he's an Adam Amazik, he always has to pay, no matter how it's done. Who says the pasuk is talking about on the weekday? In the weekday, true, you always have to pay. Maybe the pasuk is talking about on Shabbos. If you kill an animal on Shabbos, you should know you're potter from paying the value of the animal. Because you chayiv misa, you did an av malocha, like a shechita. Let's say you shech the animal on Shabbos. So in such a case, taki you chayiv misa, so you're potter from paying the money. So how do you know this pasuk is saying that you're always chayav to pay the money? Even by Makir Behema, maybe there's a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Mar says, let's talk about it. This you can't think. The pasuk says, O Makir Behema Yishalmenu. If a man hits an animal, he has to pay. If he ruins the animal, he's a mazik, he ruined it. Or the mu'ud li'olam, he has to pay. Then it says, O Makir Adam Yumas. If a man kills another man, he gets killed. Hechidam, what are we talking about? Either loy asra bay, if you did not warn him over, if he wasn't warned, says so makodim amayumas. Why, if you kill another man, why are you chayiv misa? You weren't warned. We don't kill you unless you warned. Ela pshita the asra bay. Pshita we're talking about now where you were warned. Since you were warned, that's why you chayiv misa. Now vi b'shabbos, if you want to say we're talking about on Shabbos, if so makabay mi yishamenu. Vi b'shabbos, why? If it's talking about on Shabbos right now, how could the pasuk say, if you hit an animal, you have to pay? Why do you have to pay? If we're talking about you were warned now, if you were warned, so you were warned for the Yisra Shabbos, you should always be chayiv misa. So why do you have to pay? What's on the pasuk? How could the pasuk say, you're going to have to pay? Elulav Bechol. Our Badra Pasuk is talking about now Bechol. It's not talking about on Shabbos. So therefore, Bechol on the weekday, then there's never a difference. In the weekday, the law is whenever you're a mazik, you kill an animal, you hit an animal, but then is you always have to pay the owner how much it was worth. So the same way, if you kill another man, just like when you kill him b'mezid, you don't have to pay any money involved if you ruined his shirt. If you ruined him also, you don't have to pay the money. The same way, if you kill him b'shegeg, even though you're potter from Isa, still you're potter from paying the damim. So that's from Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Shlokish. So Maskana is, everybody agrees that the Misa Shoigigin, everybody agrees, you're potter from paying. You say, come live with the Rabbinay. For Tana the Bechizkiya, if you kill somebody, Bishoigig, even though you don't get killed, still you're potter from paying money. The Machlekes Reb Yechon Meshlokish is by Chayvi Malkis. When you do an Aver of Malkis, you do it Bishoigig, you were not warned. When you don't get Malkis, Reshlokish says, still you're potter from paying the money. The Yechon says, no, since you don't get Malkis, by Kedera Shosoi, there we say it's only when you get the Malkus. But if you did a Bishegi, you don't get the Malkus, and Echnami, then you have to pay the money. Omer le Rapopol Abaye. So Rapopol said to Abaye now, Le Rabba, according to Rabba, Rabba Teres before was, Tiyoma Chidishu Shechit Shetere B'Knas. Rabba before said a Chidish, that by Knas, Rav Mei agrees, even though, Lamashul, you stole an animal before Shabbos, and then you shechted it on Shabbos. The law is when you make a geneva or tficha, you chayav to pay dal vehei. So Rabbi before said, even though you made the tficha, the shechita on Shabbos, and you chayav nisa because you shechted an animal on Shabbos, still you have to pay dal vehei. You still mechuyav to pay the kenas. Why? Rabbi says, because since the money of dal vehei is kenas is a chiddush, part of the chiddush of kenas is, even though you chayav misa, still you have to pay the kenas. That was Rabbi's chiddush. When do we say, come live the Rabbinate? By Mammon. If you would steal it on Shabbos, you'd be potter from stealing. Because stealing is Mammon. When you steal something to pay it back, that you have to pay back the value of it. But in the case where you're a geneva, the tofach, where you shechted it to pay back dal vei, that's a knas, that you have to pay even though you have a chiv misa. That was Rabbi's chiddush. V'yafa gav de mikdala mishalim. For the Gemara, if so, masnis and kamal mukim lo. Who does our Mishnah go like? Ikra Rav Meir, the way Rosh Lakish wanted to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. That's why if you live with your sister, you have to pay a kenas. Of course, we said, like in the Mishalim, Shred the Gemara of Esau, Kasha Bitoi, it shred the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, if a man is man, it lives with his own daughter. So the next Mishnah says, you're potter for paying a kenas. Because if a father lives with his own daughter, he's Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. When you're Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, then we say, come live the Rabbinay, you don't have to pay the money. But according to Rab, it's only kenas. So for a kenas, you should have to pay. Who does the next Mishnah go like? Ikra of Nechunya ben Akona. If our Mishnah goes like a Nechunya ben Akona that holds on an Avera of Chai v'Krisus, also you say, come live the Rab Minei, Kasha Choysei, then Avadet Shrei our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say if you live with your sister, you have to pay a kenas, you chayiv chorus for living with your sister? According to Rab Nechunya, Chai v'Krisus is like Yom Kippur, is like Shabbos, that you say, come lay. Ikra of Yitzchak, Elamah the Gon according to Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. Rabbi Yitzchak says that by Chayve Krisis he holds there's no Chi of Malkus altogether. If Yitzchak holds on a lab that has Kuras to it, there's no Malkus. Fred Gemara Koponim Kasher Mamzeres. Koponim the Mishnah Shver Mamzeres. Mamzeres there's no Krisis. There's only a Chayve Lavin. So Alkam our Mishnah says you have to pay the money. What happened to the Malkus? Why don't we say rather we'll give you Malkus if you're minus a Mamzeres? You should get Malkus for living with a Mamzeres and not have to pay a Kenas. So again, Honichi Sabla Krab Yechon, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yechonon, Hon Nami Metaris for Krab Yechonon. We can answer this according to Rabbi Yechonon, Shita. That holds what? We're talking about you were not warned. We didn't give you Hasra. You weren't warned by living with your sister. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. Since you don't get Malkus, Malkus Shogin, we don't say as Potter. That's why you have to pay back the money. Eli Sabla Keresh Lakas, if he holds like Resh Lakas, it holds. For Shogig, you also Potter for money. Hechi Metaris law. How could they learn Shanao Mishnah? Is our Kocha Krav Yechon Tzrili? Enechnami. Rabba has to learn our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yechonon. Rabba learns that our Mishnah that says that your potter is not according to Rav Meir, is according to Rabbanan Shita. According to Rabbanan, then why do you have to get, why do you pay Knas? At the Ritzit like Rav Yechonon, where you did not have Asura, since they did not warn you that you don't get Malkus, Malkus Shogigin is not potter. Therefore, you have to pay Knas. So our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Yechonon. According to Rish Lakish and Nechonami, Rabba cannot learn like Rish Lakish. Oh, Malay Rav Masi Labaya. The Rish Lakish, the Yom, according to Rish Lakish, that says the Ferris Rips of Torah, Chayvi Malkas and Chayvi Mises. Man Tana, the polygon of Nechonim Ben Akona.
So, Chulak is asking a new question now. According to Rish Lakish, that says that by Chayvi Malkas, even B'Shoigeg, still you're potter from paying money, so Guru, who can argue on Yom Nechunya ben Akona? That Yom Nechunya ben Akona says that Chayve Krisis, he also has a din of Kamlai by the Rabbi Minei. So Guru, even if you want to argue on him, the Guru, you would say that Chayve Krisis does not have a psur of Kamlai by the Rabbi Minei. It's only when you Chayve Misa, but not Chayve Krisis. But the Guru, the Kashri is every Chayve Krisis has a lav to it also. So any time there's a lav, Lukur, according to Rish Lakish, even in the case that it's Shoigig, you didn't have Asra, but still you should also be potter from paying the money, because of the Malkish Shaboy, as the Malkish Shoigigin. So who could argue on Yom Nechunya ben Akana? Like in his din, like who could say that in the case of Chayv Krisis, you would have to pay money, Lukur, even if you want to argue that the Chayv Krisis does not free you, does not pat you from Mammon, but our kopon and the chi of Malkus, the lav shaboy, should pat you from Mammon, according to Rish Lakish, that holds Chayvei Malkus Shoigin is potter. So first of all, the Gemara says, one teretz is ik Reb Meir. Either it could be Reb Meir Shita, Reb Meir holds Leiko Mishalim. So even though there's Malkus, still you would have to pay money. It's only a vort from Chayvei Misa, and that pat is, that says, come live with the Rabbi Minei. And Kuntam Nechunya ben Akona, and Echnami, Chayvei Krisis also partners you. But the Rabbanon that argue Nechunya ben Akona, they held Chayvei Krisis, does not have the Chayim Rias Misa, does not part you from coming with the Rabbi Minei, just for the fact of the Lav, of the Malkish Shaboy, and Echnami, according to Rabbi Meir, the Klav would be like your Mishalim. So one shot who would argue Nechunya ben Akona would be Rabbi Meir Shita. So the Mori E, Rabbi Yitzchak, or else it has to be Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. That Rabbi Yitzchak holds that by Chayvei Krisis, true, the terrorist has a lav, but since this lav is given to get Kuris, you do not get Malkus for that lav. This lav is not given for Malkus. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, any lav that has Kuris, there's no chi of Malkus at all. So Mela, even Rish Lakish says, that chai be Malkus shoregin patas you, that's only when there's a chi of Malkus. Just you did it b'shoregi without being warned, that's why you don't have Malkus. But over here, where it's chai be Krisis, such a lav, according to Yitzchak, the Chlal does not have Malkus, that's the case that you would have to pay money. But according to him, the Chunya ben Akona holds Chayvei Krisis Alta Din Misa, has the Ptur of Kamlei B'di Rabbi Minei, you're potter from paying money. But according to him, Yitzchak, if you argue in the Chunya ben Akona that holds, as the Chayvei Misa Shaboy, the Chayvei Krisis, does not part you Kamlei B'di Rabbi Minei, only because of the Malkus Shaboy, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, by Chayvei Krisis, there's no Malkus. If Yitzchak holds that it says a lav by Chayvei Krisis, it's only for the purpose of the Korah Shaboy. But there's no Malkus in such a lav. So Mela, they would merely have to pay money. There would be no Ptur for Malkus. Mela, you'd have to pay money. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah. You're holding the Lamed Heyam at Beis by the bottom, the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, let's do a braisa like this. Aroyois or shnius larois, either an arois or else a shnius larois. The Lacher Rish will soon explain what it means. What does it mean? Shnius larois, the second type of arois. This is the Rabbanon only. The Lacher Rish ain lahen leknas v'lepitoy. If you manas these ladies, or not the ladies, there has to be an arrow. They're 12 years old. If you manas them, so the Lacher Rish, you don't have to pay them knas. If you talk them into living with them, there's no halacha of pitoy. Pitoy is usually, we say, you're supposed to marry them. If you don't want to marry them, then you have to pay them the money. Hama mamenis. A mamenis means, let's say a girl got married when she was a katana. She didn't have a father, so her mother or her brother married her off. So halacha is that kedushin is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, only the father can marry off his daughter when she's a katana. But midrabbanan, though, the mother or the brother could also marry her off. In a case where the kedushin is only midrabbanan, there's a special kula, she could be mamayin. She could go to Bezdin and complain, I don't want to be with my husband anymore. And that's the way they separate. They don't have to have a get. It's called miyan. She complains in front of Bezdin and says, I don't want him anymore. And that's mavato, the kedushin midrabbanan. Sama Mamenis. When Isha complained to Bezdin and got rid of a husband, the lacha is now ain law like knas lepitli. If somebody is ma'anasa now, when she's a naro, so there's no din knas, or else pita, somebody talks her into living with her, also there's no din knas. Islandess, let's see an Isha that can't have children, she's an islandess, is ain law like knas lepitli. She doesn't have either knas or else pitli. If somebody's ma'anasa, well, soon see she doesn't have a din of a naro. An islandess doesn't have two sirus, so she never has a shame naira. She's a katano until eventually she becomes a bageris. But we'll soon see she never has a din naira on her. Therefore, if you're ma'anis, an islandess is ain't loy knas for loy pitri. Then it says, v'hayyotzeis mishum shemra. Usually a shemra means when the husband lives the first time with his wife, and he finds out that she was a pesach besuach, that she lived with another man. So the chura, she's like chayes kila. She's a yotze mishum shemra. His husband complains that she lived with another man. So then it says the brayse ain lo loy knas loy pitoy. There's no halacha of knas or pitoy. Somebody's manasa now. There's no din pitoy, no din knas. So again, the gemara will soon ask the question: what does it mean if the chura, she's a moitzi, if there's a moitzi shemra on her, so she's chayes kila. Since she's chayes kila, the chura, she was a bul already. Somebody lived with her already. So pshita, there's no knas. So what's the chiddush over here? So the kid said, this is this brayse that starts off again with arroyis and shenias don't have knas, and there's no din pitui. So let's explain that first. So the mara my arroyis or my shenias. What does this brayse mean if you have a lady that's an erva to you? Let's say l'makshu, your sister, your mother, she's called an erva to you. There's no din knas. O my shenias l'arroyis. What does it mean shenias, the second type of arroyis? Elaim, if you want to tell me, arroyis means arroyis.